following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey all, Dwight here with another Refuge Daily. And I was out in the garage the other day doing some laundry. Yeah, I do laundry. I've been retired 10 years. I do all the house chores. I mean, I mop the floors, do the dishes, vacuum the carpets, do the laundry. And you may be asking yourself, Dwight, can you do it? Can you do it? And I can't. I mean, I absolutely can fold a fitted sheet. I mean, it's not that hard. You just tuck in the corners. You put them all together. Anyway, you can look that up on YouTube or something. You can find anything on YouTube. But anyway, I was out there doing the laundry and, a mailman came up and he was trying to put a package in the mailbox that wouldn't quite fit. So I went out there to tell him that I had taken off his hands for him. And usually I'll tell him something like, hey, good to see you, or looking good. Or if it's summertime, I'll get him a glass of water. But this time I made a mistake. And I say it's a mistake because I've asked him this question before. I say, how you doing? And, you know, for over all the years, you ever ask him that question, how you doing? He always like hangs his head and he'll say, oh, okay, but you know, I got a lot of problems. And then he shuffles off to the neighbor's house. I mean, he's a nice man. He's pleasant enough when you ask him anything but how are you? And I've tried to get him to talk, but he's busy delivering the mail. And, you know, he doesn't have a lot of time. And he seems to have the weight of the world strapped to his shoulder like that bag of letters, you know, delivering bad news to each door and in the shape of bills, right? Speaking of which, I ended up getting a doctor bill. I haven't been to the doctor in months. How does that happen? It's like one of the mysteries of life. How do you not go to the doctor for like... Anyway. Sometimes, you know, we can be like that mailman, bringing our troubles to the Lord. We stack them all up like mail in a mailbox and we might deliver them with tears or just like dump them in the box because... You know, we don't even think they'll fit. But unlike my mailman, when we're done, we reach back in and take our worries back, right? We strap them back on our shoulder and we hang our head and we move on doing okay, but having a lot of problems. You know, Matthew 11, Jesus is rebuking all the cities that he did his greatest works in. Because, you know, they didn't believe. But then he makes his appeal to them again. He says this. He says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Maybe you've forgotten the great works the Lord's done in your life. Maybe your marriage or your family or your ministry, and you carry a weight. Weight of anger, a weight of sorrow, weight of unforgiveness. You know, maybe the weight of unconfessed sin. Sometimes we carry the weight of the world, other people's expectation of what a Christian's supposed to look like, what a missionary's supposed to look like, what a pastor's supposed to look and act like. You know, Jesus' advice to his disciples was freedom from all those weights, freedom from the weight of other people's expectations. In Matthew 23, Jesus spoke to the multitudes and to his disciples about the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And he says, scribes and Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Therefore, whatever they tell you, observe. That observe and do, but do not do according to their works. For they say and do not do. For they bind heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on men's shoulders. But they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. You know, you don't have to carry around the weight of expectation. The difference between man's expectations and those of our Savior is that we're not supposed to take their yoke on us, a yoke of bondage. We're just take his yoke upon us, a yoke of the gentle, the lowly, the yoke of rest, right? Today, if you're carrying around your heavy burden with bowed shoulders and hangdog look of my postman, I would encourage you to drop that bag of bad news and allow the Lord to carry that weight. Carry the good news first to yourself that Jesus loves you. Carry that weight. And then carry that love to your family, to your ministry, to your spouse. This is the weight we bind on our hearts, right? The love of the Lord. First Peter says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. You know, I've had similar things like this before, shared things like this, you know, and but you know, my postman, he ministered to me, and I felt I had made a mistake in asking him how he was doing, and I don't want to make the different mistake of forgetting to ask you, how you doing? So how you doing? How you doing? You know, sometimes life can be as complicated or as simple as folding a fitted sheet. But, you know, you can't look it up on YouTube, but you can look it up in the Bible. The Lord cares for you, right? The Lord cares for you. So cast your cares upon him. All right. Hey, this is Dwight Garr with another Refuge Daily. Be well and be blessed. Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life